Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Hello and welcome to Business Innovators Radio. Luana Ribeira here, and with me today, I have Katie Fields, who is the founder of Fearless Consulting. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you. So happy to be here with you today.
So great to have you on. So first of all, I am loving this play on words. What does consulting actually mean?
Well, after over a decade of being a mental health therapist, I have realized the importance of including the spiritual aspect, the soul, in wellness. And so counseling is a play on counseling to say that we actually need to access our soul to truly have wellness, which is mental health, physical health, emotional and relational health. So I just love that, the way that sounds, counseling, because our soul is a huge resource for our healing and our ability to connect well to the earth, each other, and this lifetime.
It makes absolute perfect sense. So what brought you to that conclusion? Like, what were you seeing that you were thinking, right, I know what's missing here? What happened? What led you to this?
I would say the Enneagram has led me to this. It's a personality typing system, which is pretty ancient. It's 9 types of personality, and it has a rich history. It's a way of understanding why you are the way you are and how you become the way you became. So I've always, since I was little, wondered, like, why do we do the things that we do? Why are people the way they are? And always had a vast curiousness about that. And I got into mental health. And of course, we learned plenty of personality theories, but they all seemed pretty incomplete. And I had many sources bring the Enneagram to me throughout my life, my adult life. And there was a period of just like not really sticking with me. And then one day I was like, wow, this is actually a very insightful system. And it kind of broke me open where I saw my own type. So I'm a type 3, which is the achiever performer. And I could see myself, like, that is what I did. And at first I was like really proud of that, wow, I'm an achiever, I'm a performer. That's true. I have a PhD. Like, you could put me in front of a crowd and I can say all the things confidently. I joke, I'm in Gainesville, Florida. So we are the home of the Florida Gators. And I joke that if you put football pads on me and a helmet and put me on the field, I will do the football thing and convince you that I know exactly what I'm doing and I should be on the team, even though I have absolutely no business being out there. So that just speaks to like the confidence, but I realized that that's all a facade. So being the performer and achiever actually is like imposter syndrome to the max. It's like pretending that you can do and be anything so that nobody sees the insecurities that are behind the facade. So inside, I was incredibly anxious, very insecure about who I was, how I presented myself out in the world. Like, I was ungrounded. And all of my relationships really felt surface and fake, performative. Like, I would see you and I would guess what you would want from me, and I would be able to show up that way like a chameleon. I would be one way with you and one way with them, and it was exhausting, and I had so much fear that if you really knew me, because I didn't really know me, that you would not want to be my friend, or you wouldn't want to work with me, or you wouldn't have hired me. So I felt like everybody was doing me a favor, which then made me perform even more to maintain that relationship or maintain that status. So once the Enneagram exposed all of that for me, I started asking, like, well, who the hell am I? Like, who am I really? Like, who is this person underneath all of this? And so a colleague of mine introduced me to the soul child theory of the Enneagram, which is that we are maybe our growth point in childhood. And then we had to evolve into the type we are in adulthood out of survival, to survive our lived experiences and our conditions. So I went to my growth point, which is a six. And I started exploring my childhood. I was like, well, who was I when I was little? Because that's before life really gets a hold of you and like changes you into this completely different person that you show up as. And I could remember my mom calling, like saying I was slow as molasses. And she jokingly called me a hemorrhoid. And I didn't know what that meant when I was little. But it just spoke to me, like always being up underneath her and like peeking out from behind her, like being very cautious and scared. And I remember like she would always like want me to have friends and go do social things. And I didn't want to. Like I really did not care to be social and have friends. I wanted to be alone. And that's not a three at all. And, you know, so I think that her kind of like pushing me to do those things, I had to survive in those environments because I wanted to please my parents. I wanted to, you know, have them be happy with what I was doing, how I was showing up, and I didn't want to be troublesome for them. So I think I pushed past my fears and my insecurities and just started showing up however I perceived other people wanted me to show up. And I did really good. And then I got praised for doing well in my academics. And so I think life transformed me into a three. And that left behind the true me, the true personality that I probably was in the beginning of this lifetime. And getting back to my sixness has been really helpful. It's not that I just shed my three, because I've developed that personality for much longer than I had my sixth personality. But it's about like integration and becoming whole. So a lot of like my chapter is called Shadow Me. So it's about experiencing the aspects of you that you've had to put in the shadows, or like kind of like you would pack up and put in a closet because you needed to store it for some other time. It wasn't able to be used right now, but it doesn't go away. You don't get rid of it, and reintegrating that into who you really are. So it creates a lot more groundedness, like feeling like I do know who I am. I do have a story to tell about how I've arrived here. It's not just like sporadic and chaotic about how you arrive. Like there's the Enneagram offers like a system where you can see how things transition over time. And there's patterns in that.
It's amazing, you know, that you've been able to figure all of that out, because I think it's such a common thing that you describe, but I think most people will go their whole lives being completely unaware of it. Is that something that you would agree with?
Yes.
Yeah. So what kind of results would people get from working with you?
Well, the Enneagram is one of the main tools that I use, and it's a simple quiz that you can take online. I have one that I really like, but there are plenty of free quizzes out there. And then you start reading about it and see what resonates with you. And everybody's going to be at a different place in their awareness. And then you get to another, you go deeper and deeper and deeper. And there's so many layers that you can go to. So I meet people where they're at. And then we look at that. And then we look at their relationship dynamics, given the behaviors that they notice about themselves. And then they start questioning, well, who am I really? Or why do I do the things that I do? Oh, that's keeping me from actually being able to enjoy my child or my partner, or to feel secure at work. And the deeper we go, the more connected people get to their soul. So these are layers of our ego. And a lot of people talk about ego as if it's like a troublesome like pest. We want to get rid of it. Well, I am all about befriending the ego. I think the ego has been a beautiful guide throughout our life and has served us the best it can. And it does get in the way with its behaviors, but all of that has happened over a period of time for a valid reason. And so honoring the story of the ego and meeting the ego where it's at, and not just turning on the ego, because I really think that's just another part of the ego turning on itself. Not actually
completely. Yeah, definitely. So how do people know if they need you? Like, what are the signs that people might see? Like, what kind of things might be happening for them that would bring them to knowing that they need to work with you?
Yeah, well, most people come to me because of self-esteem issues, or maybe they've just kind of gotten lost in life. Like, who am I? What am I doing? I seem to attract a lot of people between like their 30s and 40s who are like probably in like a Saturn return situation, if you like astrology, where they're like, okay, like my life is like taking its first major upheaval, like the midlife crisis kind of thing. And I think that's just natural part of our development. I really feel like we're designed to have our ego distance us from our soul and then come to a place where it's like it's being called home. And that's your first invitation. And if you don't take it, you'll get another one. So people are like maybe transitioning jobs, or they're thinking about becoming parents, or they're really struggling with parenthood, or they're going through a divorce, or some major life upheaval, like loss of a parent, or, you know, the people I work with are mostly adults, but I do help people understand their children as well through their readings. And I just think it's really cool how astrology, numerology, the Enneagram, and other readings confirm for us, like, we're here for a reason. Like, our way of experiencing life matters. We matter. I think that's one of the major things that I dealt with as a mental health therapist, is like people would consider suicide because they felt like they didn't matter. And people would, you know, feel like they didn't know themselves and didn't deserve to know themselves because they were here to serve everybody else. And so their whole personality was built on the reflections of other people and trying to people please me, performing and achieving. And that in that way, we would be good. So external expectations, with not even knowing like what is our internal compass, where what do we out of life. So that's, you know, people who just kind of feel lost and alone and like down, that they don't know what is this all for, this lifetime.
So if there's anybody listening now who feels that way, well, Katie, you have a very generous offer. Would you like to share about your snapshot reading?
Yeah, I you know, especially people who have never done anything like this before may feel, you know, like hesitant to engage. And so I do want people to have a little taste of what I offer. So if you sign up, I'll be happy to send you a little snapshot. What that means is I intuitively just kind of feel into your message and think about what kind of reading might be helpful. And I'll give you a brief like snapshot of what that reading would offer you specifically. So it is personalized. And then if you want to go deeper, you just schedule with me and we'll do that.
Absolutely amazing. So we'll include the link for that. So if you just want to look and click that link and book your free snapshot reading. Katie, any last words for our listeners?
What I like to tell people is like life is a playground. Like we are here to learn, become, grow, explore. I think people take life very seriously, or they don't realize that there's a higher purpose and meaning to all of this, that we're being held by the universe. And that's what I want to communicate with fearless counseling. Like, be fearless here. Like, the idea is to go all out and do all the things and be all the things. And I really love helping people learn to listen to their bodies, because your body is your vehicle for this experience. And if you could listen to it, you know exactly where to go and what to do. You have this whole internal wisdom once you connect to your soul. And I love helping people do that. They light up. They feel so much more involved and connected in their lives. And I want to help them achieve their goals, live their dreams.
Absolutely amazing. Katie, thank you so much. You have been an absolute superstar. Everyone listening, head over to grab your free snapshot reading. And thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.